This is Greg Chumley, president of Chumco, a company that provides technology marketing analysis and consulting. I recently interviewed Kelly Hubcher, who runs print services at Trevecca Nazarene University, for a PODI video case study. Trevecca University is a liberal arts school in Nashville, Tennessee, with about 3,000 students. It is best known for their teaching and music programs, but my interest is in their implant printing operation. Their print shop went from being an offset shop at risk of being closed to an organization which manages a fleet of 55 to 60 printers across campus with a central digital print shop. Their shop has a Xerox Color 1000i digital press driven by EFI's digital storefront and Fiery Command workstation. I love hearing turnaround stories like this. PODI members can download the full 6-video case study from the PODI website, but here's an excerpt from our interview. Kelly, let's start with the type of work you do for the campus.
We do everything from, you know, tests or syllabis to full-blown marketing campaigns for prospective students, all the way to, you know, some books that we do as well. We can link it into their Dropbox account, which all of our students use. Even the teachers, you know, for tests and that or syllabis, they'll throw it out there in their Dropbox account, and then the students can decide if they want to print them off rather than have just electronic copies. Or, you know, they can come and upload files.
And what about the specialty colors your Xerox Color 1000 does? Do you use that capability at all?
So I'm told it's the only press in Nashville that can do the clear silver and gold like that. So we actually do a lot of runoff prints for some of the surrounding printers that we've built relationships with. It's been kind of fun for Trevecca to get our name out in other ways, you know, where we're kind of helping some of the larger print shops that, you know, might be a little more expensive to run metallic on the old offset press, so they'll send it to us to run digitally for them.
An implant with more advanced printing capabilities than local commercial printers is pretty impressive. Now, you also implemented EFI's digital storefront online portal as well. Did you do all this simultaneously?
We didn't launch both of it at the same time. We launched the, you know, the press and the print shop and that. And we were pretty much, you know, pen and paper taking orders that way for probably about 5 or 6 months until we got a handle around it. And then I started getting trained on the digital storefront. And I mean, it pretty much changed our life because it helped streamline everything to come in and building it out and pricing, so we're not have to constantly go back and check everybody's math. It doesn't have to be so archaic. And now with it coming through the front end, you know, we can assign it based on everyone's schedules. They come in and they look at their queue and they can see what jobs they need to do.
How has your staff adapted to the new way of doing business?
I have a nighttime supervisor. She's part-time. And then we staff it with students. And basically that helps students get real-world experience that they can take once they graduate. But the other benefit to that is that while they're working, it helps pay down their loan. You know, when the kids come in, they can take a look and see what's assigned to them. They usually sort it by due date. They got the job names in here, what products they're using, because depending on the product is determines the template they're going to use that we've built out for them. And then it shows who's responsible for it.
And all the job-taking information flows through to the press?
Yes, so I'm connected to a Fiery. The command workstation lets us talk to the press itself. When it comes in through the machine, it has instructions and that, and they can come into the JDF settings, and they can see, you know, a small section of it where it talks about, okay, here's the paper that you're going to use. It tells you the job info, how you're going to cut, going to repeat it on a page. And then we use MIS details because I run reporting once a month to kind of check and see how, you know, the production's going, you know, how efficient are we being.
That all sounds good, but how much of your work actually comes through Digital Storefront?
About 99% of it all comes through the website.
Wow. And has this impacted your bottom line at all?
Actually, pretty drastically. I would say it's about almost 50% more with the volume.
Why is that?
Because people were kind of hesitant. They had in their mind that, oh, it's going down to the print shop. It's going to be very expensive. But now that they can come out here, it gives them real time pricing as they go.
So that is good news to your implant, but has the university as a whole been impacted?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars was saved when we brought the print shop on campus. When we redid it and had the press and merged with marketing. Yeah, it was a huge win for the university.
Thank you for the interview, Kelly, and best of luck as you move forward.